SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Kus tot kruin, jou weeklikse blik op die omgewing, word met trots geborg deur Sandpiper Cottages, Bochums Bay, want hier gee ons om vir jou en vir die omgewing.
Goeiemôre, good morning, ons praat vanoggend twee tale, ons is hier met Mark Dixon in die atelier op ons program, ons weeklikse program hier op Kus tot kruin 11:30 op 'n donderdag en vanoggend gesels ons met Mark Dixon van die strandloper projek en hy gaan ons 'n bietjie vertel wat gebeur nou veral nou met die nuwe vakansiegangers wat afkom. Mark, good morning. Can we introduce you and just tell us where you're from and what you're doing and what your objective is in our introduction?
Morning, Fred. Thanks for the opportunity and thanks to SFM for the opportunity. So yeah, from Strandloper Project, we are a non-profit citizen science marine research group based out of Sedgefield, doing a lot of work there, but we also do surveys along the Southern Cape coastline.
You are a bunch of volunteers?
That's correct, yeah. So at this stage, we are all volunteers, and even the three directors in the registered non-profit.
And Mark, you yourself, you're a marine biologist, aren't you?
Yes, I did my master's in marine biology, and then we're very fortunate. One of the other directors, Jonathan Britton, has got a lot with estuarine management as well as marine coastal management.
Weren't you in the Arctic or the Antarctic sometime as well?
I spent some time down in Antarctic as a scientific observer on operational fishing boats, and so it was monitoring bycatch and the target species and marine mammals and bird species as well.
So this morning we have somebody that knows what he's talking about. He has got the experience and also the passion, and he's surrounded with people with a lot of passion to tell us about our coast and what's happening, especially this time of the year. Mark, tell us where are we going to start?
Well, I think my catch term at the moment is death by a thousand cuts. People come down on holiday. We want to go down to the ocean. We want some fish. We want some bait. We want some mussels, oysters, all of that sort of thing. And we have our permits, and you've got your quota that you can do every day. But what we've seen is that the collective impact of everybody coming down here is having a major detrimental effect on the productivity and the availability of fish and reef species like your mussels and your oysters and your octopus and all the other bait species.
Yeah, you see, everybody comes down and says, look, I'm paying for this holiday. I'm entitled. So I'm going to take what I can while it's here. But there comes a time that it may not be here. But let's have some music first, and then we go over to our first talk on what is happening and what you should do, what you can do, and what should happen in the future if we want to conserve what we've got.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/sfmstreek.
Good morning. We are speaking to Mark Dixon of the Strandloper Project, and our subject today is very, very significant. We would like the people that live here to listen carefully, and also those that don't live here that are visiting to listen carefully. Mark, we just said people come down here and they expect to enjoy themselves. Then there are people living here that say, we'd move down to the coast. We have the right to enjoy ourselves and take what we want. Just tell us about the impact that these things have and what you've seen and what you've observed.
You know, Fred, nature carries on and it reproduces at a certain rate for different species, depending where they are in their trophic levels. And what we've seen is since 1994, we've seen almost a four-time increase in population size in the Southern Cape here, so in the garden route along the coastline. And everybody's wanting to take something out of the ocean. They want to go and harvest some bait, mussels or oysters, or go fishing. And what we've seen is in the areas that have high impact and a lot of activity, we've seen a depletion already. So that's just with the general population. When we look at something like December now, when people are coming down, some of these little coastal areas are getting a tenfold increase in the current population. So that's really a huge impact. And everybody's wanting to go and experience harvesting mussels or catching a fish. And you know, we can't just go in the isolation of I'm doing this and I've got my permit. We have to have it in this narrative of a community as well. This is the size of the community and this is what the sustainable takeoff of that resource is. Yeah. And so, you know, we have to start looking and saying, what am I going to eat tonight? What's going to be lovely? Am I going to have a mussel pot? Mm. All I need is 20 mussels. With a nice white wine sauce and all of that, so, you know, creamy white wine sauce and a good baguette, you know, those 20 mussels can feed a family of 10 people and they still have that, you know, the appreciation of that instead of going and saying, well, each person with a permit now has the ability to take out X number of mussels.
Yeah, how I see it, Mark, is, and I'm also, I was also guilty of the same thing. You come down here because there is so much here to enjoy. That's why you came here. And that's you also came here to enjoy the nature and also the serenity of the area and what there is available. Now we come and we feel we're entitled to it. If we don't look after it, nature can only produce so much, as you said, because nature has its own enemies as well. So we have this conflict between what we want to do and what we should actually do. And this must be, in order to conserve, we need And a community that stands together and realizes we've got value here, let's try and keep it that way.
Definitely. And, you know, just quickly, if I can add to that, if we're very fortunate we still have the resources here, but they are declining. You just have to go to KZN. You just have to go to the Eastern Cape and look at rocks there and tidal, intertidal shelves and that, and they are depleted. So we don't want to get to that state. Nope. And so we have to start conserving now.
So we have a responsibility toward ourselves and toward nature.
That's great.
Psst, jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM, maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
Good morning again. We have a very interesting talk today and conversation today with Mark Dixon of the Strandlooper Project. Mark, we were talking about people coming here wanting to enjoy themselves, but we have to take care of how much we want to enjoy ourselves and the difference between enjoying ourselves and destroying our nature. Very often people don't know. They look at an octopus, they come and see it, and they think, see, there's a lot of octopi. But let's take an indicator species, maybe, which is far easier to recognize if one comes to the sea and you watch something. It's a bird species.
But definitely. So, I mean, what we were speaking about were things that people are harvesting, but we still have an impact just being present. So, you know, oyster catchers are a fantastic indicator species. Strandlooper Project has been studying them now for the last 6 years, coming up for 7 years, actually, in January. And personally, I've been studying them since 2010. So I've seen a fantastic increase in population of that. But I've also seen what has an impact on that, on the species and the population density. So at Strandlooper Project, we've done expeditions from all the way from Pringle Bay to Cape Recife.
On foot.
So we've hiked the coastline. We've counted every single oyster catcher that we can see, as well as other things. So we've also been documenting plastic. So the primary thing is documenting plastic, and then because we're there, yeah, we do the oyster catches. And so we've seen there's difference in densities of population at different areas, and that's a lot to do with the geology of the shoreline, so and also the geology within the actual intertidal zone. But one of the impacts that we've seen that's influencing these densities is human activity and human presence. So obviously the vehicles are something that is pertinent. So on our expedition this year, we went from Pringle Bay through to Strays Bay. And when we do a heat map of the presence and the density of oyster catchers, yeah, we've seen gaps in that. And when we do a heat map of vehicles on the beach, they fit in like a puzzle piece where there's no oyster catchers. So they, yeah, definitely are having an impact. But people sitting on the beach, sitting next to a nest with eggs or going too close to the chicks, oyster catchers aren't very good parenting birds. They feed their chicks and they incubate the eggs. But if they get disturbed, yeah, they leave and they do the broken wing and they go off somewhere else and they're alarming. And you can be sitting next to a chick or the eggs, and if those adults don't come back, the eggs overheat and die, or they don't feed the chicks, and then the chicks die of starvation.
So in other words, if you are angling, you're sitting on a beach and you're going to sit there and there's an oyster catcher that seems agitated near you, you must know there's a nest nearby. But he won't go to the nest because he doesn't want to show you where the nest is. I mean, that's instinctive, I think, their way of not indicating where they come from.
That's correct, definitely. So we've seen definitely at some of our study sites in December, people are setting up their beach camp there, so to speak, got their towels, their umbrella and all that, and they're right next to a nest. The bird's busy alarming off to the side or above them, and they don't move on. Those eggs perish in that one day. It's as simple as that. So within hours, those eggs have not been incubated and cooled down in this case, they perish. But the other side is, you know, people wanting to photograph the little babies. I know they're really cute and that, but getting in too close, the response, the defensive response against predation is for those chicks to just drop and stay still until the parents call to say that it's safe. Now, if they are in the intertidal shelf or in the intertidal zone and a wave comes over, they drown. They do not get up because of the waves coming. The parents haven't called them. So if you can hear an alarming oyster catcher, the best thing you can do is get up and move away.
Thank you very much, Mark. We are going to end off with some more educational tips from Mark.
SFM, maak elke dag 'n goed voel dag.
We are ending our program today with some words of wisdom from Mark Dixon and some tips on what to do from now on our coast, on the Garden Route and in the Western Cape. Mark, over to you.
Fred, I think, you know, just be safe out here. You know, that's something I also like to highlight. The ocean is, and unfortunately has its casualties every year. So be safe, know your rip currents and all that, and aware of the animals that are in the area, and there's a whole lot of safety threats there. But also be cognizant of your impact that you're having on the environment. So, you know, you're not here on your own. You're here as a collective. We get a swell in the population here. And so if you're down here to enjoy fishing and resources from the ocean, do so and be mindful of your context as the community that's here, not as an individual. And then also be aware of wildlife. You know, we've got wildlife here. Understand what to do if wildlife is alarming, if wildlife is distressed, and if wildlife is on the beach. You know, what do you do there? So I know there's been a lot of discussion about seals, and you've covered that on the radio a lot, but, you know, at the moment with the rabies outbreak, be very, very careful with that. Do not take your dogs. Do not let your dogs get close to the seals and that. And if there are seals, just leave them resting, report them. But I think, you know, we've got a number of bird species that are breeding at the moment. They've got their chicks at the moment. And don't disturb them. Just, you know, give them their space for that. They're a crucial part of the ecology, and they've got ecological services that they provide for us, you know, whether it be a kelp gull or the oyster catcher.
Mark, thank you very much for those tips. And people, if we want to show respect, let's show respect. I just want to end off by a message that Smart sent us and said that, please, people, yesterday these small seal pups are washing up on the beach. Yesterday they collected 20 of them. They each have to be collected by Smart or one of the organizations. And Smart's number is 072-227-4715. Please, if you see anything on the beach washing up, please contact Smart at this number. Do not try and do it yourself, because it's not only dangerous, but it's also disturbing to the environment. The number is 072-227-4715. Baie dankie en geniet julle vakansie verder.
Hierdie program was vir jou gebring deur Sandpiper Cottages in Bochoms Bay, weggesteek in 'n ongerepte baai en Bavaria, off the beaten track, slegs 30 km vanaf Mosselbaai. Kontak Sandpiper Cottages via hulle webwerf sandpiper.co.za of per WhatsApp 081-071-6735.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.